Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Reclaim My Heart podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater. I'm so glad you're able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to listen to the show, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. I want to make sure my phone is off. It's 516-453-9118. I'm so sorry. Just thought about it. For some reason, the audio through Reconnect My Heart, excuse me, through Blog Talk Radio, it's not working now. But what I will do, I'm going to use the video. I'm going to continue to record it, and I'm going to go ahead and just upload the audio from this video and just post them there. So unfortunately, I can't receive any phone calls. But if you are able to see this video, you're welcome to chat on the video, and I will gladly be able to read it. But unfortunately, like I said, right now the Blog Talk Radio is not working, which means that the phone is not working or anything like that. But I know that's a trick of the devil. I got started late, and I apologize, but I had to deal with a little something. And those that know me, I believe being transparent, you know, deal with a little something. But in spite of, my main thing was just being able to just talk to God and for me to be able to continue to be on this show for today. And I knew that there was a reasoning of why that particular thing was exposed. And one of the things I found out, I know how sometimes God may deal with me or communicate with me pertaining to a particular thing. There's always going to be some type of thing that may try to derail my focus. And so when I began to start looking at some things, I began to really just kind of Father God, and that's why pertaining to this title today, it was pressed upon me to talk about this. We're going to talk about this in the episode called Everybody Needs Somebody to Lean On. That particular song by Bill Withers that says, "Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend to help you carry through." And that song, to some people, oh yeah, it's a secular song. Y'all don't even be speaking about secular music on a Christian podcast or even within the church. But you got to understand, number one, the message. Matter of fact, there's another song I may even throw at you. That song's "What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All of Our Sins and Griefs to Bear." So, if you look at, no matter who you are, I don't care if you someone that come from a big family, I don't care if you are a pastor, preacher, apostle, if you want to say a lay member, or whoever it is, you could be 88 to 8 or 9 years old. Everybody needs somebody to lean on. Everybody needs somebody that they can just talk to. And I know the spiritual thing to easily say is, well, you know, we can always talk to Jesus, which is true. But God put us here on this earth to be able to have a relationship with one another. We have to understand that we all need somebody. And that doesn't mean that you ain't saved. That doesn't mean that you ain't strong. That doesn't mean that you've lacking faith or anything like that. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. What it means is, number one, that's an opportunity to help one another. You know, you hear the verse where it says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Well, yes, you are. As believers of Jesus Christ, we should be concerned about other people. See, when we think about it, how in the world you going to be able to talk about the goodness of God and how God can do this, how God can help and encourage, but you fail to help your brother or sister? Don't you know God uses us? God bless people through us. God not going to just, you know, throw something in the sky and all of a sudden, let's just say if somebody needs some financial assistance, God not just going to throw $1,000 from the air and just let in somebody's house. You know why? Because number one, it could be illegal. Anything over a certain amount of dollars, it should be filed on your taxes. So they're going to ask, where did it come from? Well, you know, I just found it. Oh, but did you report it? Did you check and see if someone lost it? See, we say some spooky things, but God is right here to help us through you and I. You know, I had a beautiful, beautiful phone call the other day from a classmate of mine, and he really blessed me. You know, what I do because I love the Lord and I love people. And to help, to minister, number one, to help other people and to minister what God gave me to give someone, it's a burden if I don't do it. But it's a release when I give people what God gave me to give them. And so when it's a release or if it's an encouragement, then don't you know when I get encouraged to do what God helped me to do to give to people, don't you know it's an encouragement for me to receive from people? And I'm talking about when God has orchestrated things. You know, there are some people right now, they are this close from giving up. And all of a sudden, God may send you, God may dispatch you to go to a place where you may not know or never really go to. But then all of a sudden, there's an encounter that happens where you end up ministering to somebody. And it's like you are right there at the right time. God uses us to bless people. And if you look at it, if we want to turn this world right side up, we got to start being obedient to the leading and the voice of God for us to do what God has commissioned us to do. In other words, be about our Father's business. Yeah, it's easy for me to tell a person, hey, they need to get saved, they need to get delivered. You know, they need to quit doing those things that unlike God. But if there's somebody that's sitting there hungry, haven't eaten in days, I don't care how I try to pray for them. I don't care how I try to talk to them and encourage them. What's going to show them the love of God is when I give them some food. See, we have to start showing people that we care. And one of the things I always say, I don't care how passionate you are in the church or outside of the church. I don't care how much passion you got. There should always be compassion. We need to be concerned about people. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's what's lacking in a lot of churches. When it comes down to the lack of love, we're talking about demonstrate it. We're talking about being able to just pour out our hearts without people being biased. Or people not retaining what we said them and then try to blackmail us pertaining to some confession that we have shared. And one of the things I always say, hey, everybody did not grow up in church. Look, I know you can't share everything. There are some people that are saved, that are delivered, but everybody ain't delivered. Yes, oftentimes we can be able to impart, we can be able to encourage, we can be able to speak to people. And sometimes we can say some things, and some things we just roll off of some people. But then there are other people, if you say something, some of them, they may be so fragile. You don't know what a person has gone through that particular day. You don't know what a person is going through at that moment. That's why it's us that's supposed to be spiritually minded and strong. We're supposed to be able to discern so that way we can be able to help minister to the people, but also be conscious of their heart. We have to be concerned. But like I said, we all need somebody to talk to. Don't you know right now there are people that's right now looking for people that they could just be transparent with. You know, and some people, yeah, why you always talk about your business? I share a lot of things, and personally, like I said, I really don't care. Whatever I say, I don't mind it coming back up. Why? Because as long as it can help somebody, something bear repeat. My dad always say something bear repeat. I don't mind sharing with you all some of the things I may have dealt with, regardless if it was a heartbreak or grief, death, or whatever. These are the things to let people know, hey, he is relatable. Yes, that preacher right there, he talking about when his girlfriend broke up with him. He talking about when he went through a divorce. He talking about when, you know, this happened and that happened. Yeah. Oh, he had problems at work and he a Christian and he a preacher. Yes, indeed. But the key thing of it is, in the midst of what I dealt with, I relied upon God to help me. There have been many times God had to cool my nerves. There are some things God had to help me to keep my mouth shut. There are some things that I had to really rely upon God to help me and teach me. And also, there has been some people that I've had to lean on. Case in point, Mr. Derek Richardson. Mr. Derek Richardson. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Swift Witness. Yes, great minister, great father, great husband, great man of God. But the key thing was, yes, and I mentioned when he was on the air, yes, one Sunday I went to, matter of fact, that was April the 3rd of 2016. April the 3rd, Sunday, April the 3rd, 2016. Went over to his house, and I was just so heartbroken. And for him to be able to minister to me, that's why the Bible tells us iron sharpens iron. We all need somebody. Yeah, I could have easily just went home and just read, but God led me to a person that was not only going to encourage me, but also pray for me. See, these are the opportunities for us to build one another instead of tearing people down. That's where a lot of people are going wrong. They're easily tearing people down instead of building them up. Well, you know, that's just how I am. You know, I just believe in keeping it real. No, you need to keep it wise. There are some things that you can say, and even though you can tell them the truth, but God can help you to be able to navigate what to say, how to say it, but also allowing God to set the scene for it to be received. And that's where we fail at. And not just pertaining to within the church, but even within families. We don't use wisdom. Don't you know it's a lot of families that are disconnected, and some people feel more closer to people outside of their family instead of being within the family? Why? Because there are so many people. Well, you know, I'll put it like this. We're prayerful and we discern and we use wisdom pertaining to people who are not related to us. But when it comes down to people that are related to us, we just say what we want to say. Well, you know, they just got to take it as it is. No, no, no. God wants us to be conscious and aware of who we're speaking to. Why? Because even if that particular person gets hurt because of us not using the wisdom, their blood is on our hands. So you have to be prepared. The Bible tells us we should always pray and not faint, but also that also means pray and not cause others to faint. We have to use wisdom. When was the last time that you had somebody to come up to you and just tell you any old thing, and you were like, okay, well, yeah, I understand. No, no, no. Because oftentimes when people talk to us, not only we listen to what they said, but we're also paying attention to how they say it. And how they say it will sometimes overshadow what they say. That's why it's so important for us as believers to speak in love, talk in love. That's what Jesus did, and we're supposed to be Christians, but we're doing the things that Jesus did not do. And I won't take it back. But understanding that this is the opportunity right now. There is somebody that's watching. And matter of fact, someone watching right now, they have a position. It could be a supervisor. Like I said, it could be a leader within the church. It could be a husband. It could be a wife. It could be a mother. They may be watching right now. And he been used to being so strong for the family. But when they get behind closed doors, when they go into their bedroom by themselves, they're suffering in silence. They smiling and playing with the kids. He's smiling and hugging his wife. But he has to cry when he goes into the shower. He's telling his family everything's going to be all right. But he's asking himself, God, how's everything going to be all right when the family is dependent upon me, but now I got to depend upon you. I don't know what to do. We're here for one another. And in order for us to have this world changed, for it to become right side up instead of upside down as it is, we have to be able to start consulting God and also going to the people. And doing it the way God told us to do, to help one another, to minister to one another, to show love, to give people grace. I mean, like I said, we can easily talk about, you know, they just need to go to church. But understand that we are the representatives. We are the one that's the drawing factor to let people know, not just to go to church, but to stay in church. See, we so uncareful about hurting or emotionally assaulting people, and the people that God is drawing to the church, we're driving them out of the church, or out of the families, or out of the jobs. We have to be careful, because right now, as we're speaking, just want a hug. Somebody right now is sick and tired of dealing with they're a child that's not listening to them. They don't know what to do. And we got to go past, well, just pray about it. We've said that, which prayer is important. Prayer is good. Prayer is important. But also, there are some corresponding actions that we got to do to help that person. You know, we need each other. I'm going to say it like this. Yes, God bless me to be on here, but you know what? I appreciate the beautiful words that people have said. Yeah, you say you need me? Yes, thank you. But guess what? I need you too. I need you too. We all need somebody. I wanted to talk, you know, like I said, I was praying about God. What do you want? One thing I always say, this is what I always say. God, what do you want me to tell your people? What do you want your people to know? That's what I say every day, because y'all don't need to hear from me. Y'all need to hear from him. But if y'all going to hear from him, he's going to speak through me to you, and sometimes to you or to us. And so as I begin to start thinking, and I'm saying, man, this right here, we need help. God is here to help us, but like I said, he's going to help us through each other. Don't you know right now, there is somebody right now that just want to know, you know what, they're acknowledged. They want to know that they're loved. They want to know that somebody cares. Somebody cares. And sometimes we don't have to say anything. We don't have to say the right thing. Just your presence means something. Sometimes, one thing I always tell people, be careful and be prayerful on what you say. That's why you always consult God. Don't say anything more or less than what God said. If God just say, I'm here for you, that's what you need to tell that person. If God just tell you, just don't say anything, just hold their hand. Let that be something. But when you start saying the other stuff and you go beyond what God told you to say, then you are making your presence and your words ineffective. We need each other. In other words, show somebody you care. Show somebody. Show somebody that you love them. Show somebody, like that song, even though it's a secular song, but that song by Chaka Khan, Through the Fire, To the Limit, To the Wall. Show people that you care. Yeah. Well, I can't believe he's saying it's a secular song and you're missing the concept. Understand what I'm saying. We as believers, we got to be there for people. But also, just in case somebody who may not be saved, just in case somebody may not be delivered. Yes, people can be saved and undelivered. Salvation. See, there are three aspects. I'm just going to say this. There are three aspects of salvation. See, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and I mean people who want to give their life to Jesus Christ, we are removed from the penalty of sin, because the penalty of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And so when we have received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, then we are removed from the penalty of sin. But the second stage is the power of sin. That's something that we're going to have to deal with until Jesus calls us home. The presence or the influence, the power or the influence of sin is something that we all deal with. And God can help us to overcome those influences of sin. And then after you die, then you are removed from the presence of sin. So the first aspect is the penalty of sin, then the power or the influence of sin, and then the third one is after you die, the presence of sin. So another way, as long as you're here on this earth, you're going to always be in the presence of sin. And don't you know right now, You may be stronger in areas that I may be weak in, or vice versa. And that's why it is important for us to be able to band together and say, you know what, hey, I'll be your accountability partner. I'm here to help you. I'm here to encourage you. Oh, hey, I would just call, hey, man, to let you know, man, I feel you in my spirit, man. God dropped you in my spirit to let you know, man, you know what, you're important. Hey, man, let's go sit down somewhere. Let's talk. Yeah. But what if God is nudging you to contact them? What if God is dropping them in your spirit? Okay, well, I'm going to be praying for them. Yes, praying for them, but sometimes picking up this call, picking up this phone. I'm going to say it like this. If you ever have a dream about something, if you're dreaming and you have a dream that there's a phone and you're on a phone, imagine whoever you're calling or talking to. When you wake up and you can remember who that person was that you called, then you physically call them. Because whenever you dream about a phone or some type of communication in your dream, that is a metaphor or a symbolism pertaining to prayer for them. Praying for them. See, we dispatch 911 with our phone. We dispatch. We contact or we communicate. And sometimes while we're dreaming, God can put something or put somebody in our spirit. Hey, I need to intercede. That phone represents intercessor. And intercessor is prayer. God may be dealing with you about contacting him or reaching out. You don't have to find out what's going on. Just do it. Call them. Hey, you know, I had a dream about you. I just wanted to make sure that you were doing all right. Hey, just let you know I was thinking about you. How's everything going? Listen without being biased. Listen. Pray for them. Not only listen to what a person is saying, but pray and discern for what a person is not saying. We got to be able to start using our spiritual senses to get the spiritual answers and also to do the assignment that God has us to do. Because, look, somebody needs you. Somebody needs you. Like I said, somebody needs you right now. And some people, like I said, are just tired. Some people are tired. And God is trying to resuscitate them. You don't have to carry the weight of the world by yourself anymore. You don't have to put on a facade that you're stronger than you are. Or to try to put on some type of facade to make people think that you're stronger than you are. You know what? Like I say, it's okay. You're human. That doesn't mean that you're in sin. No. Don't you know, even after Jesus was tempted, what happened? The angels came to minister to him. Not because he was, quote unquote, fully God, but because he was fully man too. He was in this physical world. And we need ministering more than, don't get me wrong, we can pray for somebody, but also let people know that you care. Let people know, you know. You can be married, you can love your husband, or you can love your wife. You take them to church 7 days a week. That's good. But how about you take them to a movie sometime and have some y'all time? There are some Christian movies that are out there. Y'all can go on a date and have lunch or have dinner. Y'all husband and wife, buy some flowers for your wife. Wives, give your husband a tie or a massage or something. Y'all can do that. That's giving life back to them. Because when we out there in the streets, when we out there in that world, when we out there even at work or in church, there's sometimes a pull that's on us. And when we get home, we could be fatigued. and just being able to just being replenished. Because right now, it's hot. We in Texas, it's hot. And what they tell us to do, stay hydrated. Drink water. Drink something that has some electrolytes. So, in other words, we can have our thirst quenched. We can have our thirst quenched. Quench our thirst, yes. But also, to be replenished. That's on a physical, but that also applies to the spiritual and the emotional. And that's what we come in at. We come in to, hey, to intercede for someone. We're here to let people know that they're loved. Somebody cares. Somebody cares about you. Some people never been taught how to love themselves. So many people have been taught how to give out to others without receiving for themselves. So many people have been taught to how to cater for others instead of catering to themselves and catering to themselves. Some people don't know how to. Some people know how to love people, but don't know how to love themselves. In other words, so many people, they're so used to doing for so many other people instead of that person that's in their mirror. And it's okay for us to tell them, hey, you don't have to. Hey, let me do for you. I've been there. I'm telling you from experience where I was used to giving and doing for others, but I did not know how to receive for myself. I did not know how to receive a compliment. My insecurity or my self-esteem was so low, when people try to give me a compliment, I would try to sabotage it to make some excuse. Oh, why it ain't good? Why this ain't pretty? I've been there. Like I said, a lot of stuff I'm sharing with y'all, I don't mind sharing my testimony because that's who I was, but that's not who I am. And I want you to know that the same God that did it for me, he can do it for you. Matter of fact, he want to do it for you. He want to show you and teach you, hey, being able to receive help. Some people, yeah, some people, they want to help other people, but some people that they're trying to help, they don't know how to receive help. And that's a problem within itself, too. They get joy helping others, but they feel awkward when the shoe is on the other foot. That's why it's so important for us to realize we all need somebody. We all need somebody. Now, of course, asking God to help us to choose the right one to receive from. Because there are some people, they have a hidden agenda. There are some people, they don't mean well. Some people, you know, they want to help you. So that way they can they can go ahead and add some more followers on social media. But one of the things I always tell people, for those who like to do things, remember this. What you do secretly, God will reward you publicly. But when you do it publicly, you got your reward. In other words, what is the purpose of you doing it? I always tell people, check your motive. So yes, when it comes down to you helping someone, understand, if God is leading you to that person, do it under the leadership of God. Do it in the spirit of God. Do it in the spirit of God. But also, we need to be patient with people. We need to be more loving. We need to be more concerned about people. Like I said, you don't know the history. You don't know what a person has dealt with. And it's so important to let people know that they matter. They matter. I found out throughout my life, I found out just because somebody is an adult, they may be in a they may be in a 30s, well, I'll just say 40s, 50s, even 60s. You don't know what a person have dealt with. And a lot of times we assume because they're a seasoned citizen Or they have this great looking outfit, they go to church and they all dolled up. They look fabulous on the outside, but they may be ugly on the inside. They may be, look, they're all together on the outside, but they're broken on the inside. Asking God to help you to discern, to be able to see the spirit of a person and minister to them. Let them know that they matter. Because if you think about it, somebody was there for you. Somebody was there for you. Like I say, you don't have to, look, we don't have to wear the mask anymore. When you are hurt, you can acknowledge it. When you don't feel your best, hey, you can acknowledge that. Because when we don't be upfront about things, when we don't expose, when we don't allow ourselves to be able to receive the help that we need, we're ignoring our wound, and eventually it'll burn us out. Eventually you will not be as effective. Why? Because you have some things unaddressed that need to be dealt with. And so yes, we all need somebody to talk to. Pastors, preachers, like I always say, parents, yeah, grandparents, yeah, we need each other. Don't you know this? Look, people who help sick people sometimes get sick themselves. Sometimes the caretaker need care of themselves. We need to help one another. We need to start encouraging one another. We need to start being there for one another. Yeah. We need it. And so with that being said, I hope we understand the importance of being there for one another, praying for one another. Sometimes just allowing somebody to lean on your shoulder and get it out. Sometimes you don't know, sometimes people that look like they got it together don't have it together. Some people know how to function as a hurt person. There are some people that's used to functioning. One of the sermons that God gave me some years ago, some people know how to work while wounded. Work while wounded. So many people know how to do it, like I say, because what they do, it's a routine. So many people get into the routine because that's their normalcy. They can go to work, they can do their job, like, you know, with their eyes closed. Even preaching to some people, yeah, they can preach it, rah, rah, woo, yeah. And when they get out of church, they end up drinking or smoking. And I ain't talking about people who just go to church. I'm talking about ministers. Ministers, yes. Preachers, pastors, yes. I've read about some. I've known some. Yeah. Addictions, yes. So, yeah, it's easy for me to tell them, hey, you need to stop doing that. Yes, which is true, they need to. But how about I show enough love to be there and say, hey, look here, I just want to talk to you. I was told that you're struggling with this. Yes, I want you to know that God can deliver you from this. But also, I want to extend my help. I want you to know I'm here to help you in this. You don't have to deal with this alone. Do you mind if I help you? Can we pray? How about we do that? Like I said, somebody needs you. I need you. We all need each other. Yeah. Yeah. Now, those that know me, I'm not throwing any hints. Those that know me, I hate to throw hints or subliminal messages or anything like that. But I want you to have my voice as the representative of so many other people that may be behind the pulpit. So many other people that may be a father. So many other people that may be a mother. So many other people that may be in a family where they coming from a big family, but they still feel isolated. I am the voice of that person that you may know, that God may use you to reach out to them. Yes. I may be the representative, and God may have allowed you to watch this post or watch this video today for you to evaluate, am I giving that person the love that is required? Not the love and the acknowledgement or the appreciation or the time that you want to give them, but what about what is required? What is required? Like I say, each person is different. Some people, you can tell them something, oh, I got it. Thank you. And they can be picked up and just run. But then there are others. They not only have to be picked up, they have to be cleaned up. They have to be in a spiritual rehabilitation. They have to go through spiritual therapy. They have to be there to not just be cleaned up, but also being to the point of them being able to know how to clean themselves. You think about an emotional or the emotional aspect of a person. Look at it as a physical situation. When we have gone through some type of injury or some type of wound, I've had surgery. What happened? We go to the hospital. We go to the doctor. We let them know that there is a problem. They do an examination. They realize, hey, there is a problem. They may have to have, surgery. I had surgery on both my shoulders. They gave me surgery. They had to cut. They had to fix the problem. They had to vacuum some of the particles of the broken bones that were in my shoulders. And then I had to go into the recovery. After I went to the recovery, I had to use the restroom and all that stuff in order for me to get access to leave the hospital. Why? Because I was medicated. And then after I left the hospital, I had to go back in a couple of days for rehab. But imagine if I had left the operating table without going to the recovery. What if something would have happened to me? What if, because the recovery is to be monitored. Then, think about this. What happened if, I went to the recovery, but I didn't go to the rehabilitation. The rehabilitation is to help me to be able to work out those kinks, to have those scar tissues broken up, and for me to get back to the level of where I was before the surgery or before the injury. The rehab is there to help me to get back to where I was before the surgery and or the injury. Are we there to help people in that same manner? We're telling them to go to church. We'll brush them off to the church or some of the people within the church. And some of the people within the church is brushing them off to the people out of the church. And it's like we playing hot potato with these people. But how about you just say, you know what, I'm here for you. I'm here. Not just with words, but with your actions. That's why so many people, some people look for love in all the wrong places. And we're not just talking about, relationship or getting to a wrong. No. Some people join gangs. Some people feel, like I said, more closer to other people's family than their own family. People are looking for love. People are looking for acknowledgement. People are looking to be appreciated. So, yes. And like I said, for those who has been looking for love or looking for acknowledgement or looking for a shoulder to lean on, and people have abandoned them, people have not acknowledged them, people have not been there for them, on behalf of those who may have mistreated you, on behalf of those who may have not acknowledged you, for those who may have, talked about you, not just behind your back, but to your face, on behalf of all those people, I want to tell you that on behalf of them, I apologize for the mistreatment, for the lack of respect, for the lack of honor that they gave you. You matter. You important. You are entitled to the help that comes from the Lord and from the help that people send to dispatch to you. You have that right. Don't you know you have, I found out that you have civil rights. Yes, as a citizen of either the United States or the citizen of this world, you have civil rights. If you have civil rights, imagine about your earthly rights, your birthright. You got rights. Look here, homeboy, homegirl, you got rights. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Don't let anybody make you feel that, oh, well, you ain't safe enough. Look here. Look here. Don't let anybody make you question your salvation. As long as you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you, yes, you love, you accepted Him, and you know what you're doing, you know, hey, if you struggle with something, don't let anybody make you feel like you can't go to God. Look here. God is there, not them. Look here. If you say you saved, hey, I'm going to take you at your word, but if you're not doing what God tells you to do, I don't mind coming to help you or sending you somewhere that can help you. But when people try to make you, oh, well, you ain't saved because you don't do, look here. I watch them. My main thing is I want you to know that you matter. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, hey, there are benefits as a believer. Receive it in Jesus' name. So I want you to know that I love you. We here. And it's not just me. There are people that I know that can not only get a prayer through, there are people that I know that is there to help. There are genuine people. Yeah, there have been some snakes. There have been some conniving people. There have been some people with some ill motives, yes. But everybody don't have ill motives. I want you to know that there are some healthy people that are there. But see, the devil trying to make you focus on the evil people to make you miss the right people. I want you to know, yes, God is here to help you. And so are we. And we will loving you and caring for you, but like I said, we are our brother's keeper, and God wants us to help. God wants us to disciple. God wants us to go to the highways and byways and preach His word, and not just as the preacher, but to give the good news. This is for all. God has commissioned all of us to do this as His children, to be there. You are important. You have an assignment. You have worth. You have value. You have value, yes. And like I always say, you're not defined by how people treated you. You're not defined by that. The devil trying so badly to make you look at how people treated you, what people have said about you. You know what? It might have been hurtful, but you know what? It wasn't truthful. Yeah, what they said, it might have been disappointing. But you know what? That was a distraction for the devil to make you miss your true identity, your true purpose. You're loved by God and by us. So I want you to know, yes, you have a safe place. Jesus is here to help you, and He will lead you to the right person or people that's going to minister to you, that's going to love on you, that's going to build you up in spite of people turning you down. Yeah. So I want you to know you do matter. I want you to, look here, I want you to look out of me, and I want you to know that everything that was said, everything that might have been done, that the devil tried so badly to make you miss or misinterpret who you are and whose you are, all that was a lie. All of that was a lie. God made you with value. God made you not only in his image and likeness. Yeah, we hear that all the time. Yeah, in spite of what a person said. There are some people, they say things because hurt people hurt others. Hurt people hurt others, or try to hurt others. Hurt people try to hurt others. But like I said, God's going to give you your bounce back. God's going to help you. God's going to help you, but also God's going to help us to be able to give back to you. So I want you to be proud of yourself. I want you to speak life to yourself. When the devil try to remind you of the life that people try to snatch from you, I want you to start speaking the life that God has for you. I want you to speak it out loud. Yes, say those things out loud. Encourage yourself. And don't you know, a lot of times we waiting on other people to encourage us. Think about it. We waiting to hear encouragement from somebody else's mouth. And God said, I gave you a mouth for yourself. God gave you a mouth with two ears. So it doesn't matter who's saying it. The matter is that it's being said. So quit waiting upon other people to tell you when God gave you the strength and the verbiage on what to say for you to be able to receive it for yourself. God want to have you. If you can't find anybody, or look like somebody, you know, oh, but nobody loved me, nobody told me anything. The devil is a lie. You tell that person that's in your mirror. Tell yourself. Like I said, I'm speaking from experience because I was there. I was there with the insecurity. I was there with low self-esteem. I was there. I was looking for validation and all that stuff. I was there, but I'm not there now. That's why God, what I found out is whatever we deal with in life, when we recover from it, when we allow God to heal us from that, that becomes part of our purpose. That becomes part of our assignment. Like Harriet Tubman being able to go back and rescue those who were slaves when she experienced freedom and went back to help rescue others. That's what God is having us to do right now. Yeah. So like I said, I don't mind telling people, yeah, I dealt with insecurities. Yes, I dealt with, you know, wanting to be loved and look for somebody to tell me and not knowing that God was telling me you got to tell yourself. Been there. So yes, I can tell you from experience. And matter of fact, I'll bring this up. Even when that was years ago, and when I lost my sister, the devil tried to bring that thing back. The devil tried so badly to bring that thing back. He tried to, yeah. So just in case God had delivered you from something, and then all of a sudden that little thing tried to come back, don't feel like, oh, well, maybe I'm not as strong as I was, or maybe I really wasn't delivered. No. You were delivered, but the devil gonna try to come back. Remember, when the devil leaves, he gonna try to come back stronger. But that doesn't mean that you were never delivered. So when I lost my sister, and the devil said, see, you've had her all your life, you know. So now everybody just know you as Sheila's brother. But now, you know, you don't know who you are. Now, you know, all those insecurities would try to come back. And God said, no. Yes, I'm going to miss my sister. Yeah, I love my sister. I miss my sidekick. But, yeah, I was Sheila's brother, but most of all, I'm a child of God. So even though I don't have her here physically, God would fill that void in my heart. God would fill that void in my life. And you know what? He's done that. But one of the things I always believe, and I don't mind sharing with you all, it's an everyday reminder. See, the devil don't stop in fighting or attacking us. We just stop covering ourselves in prayer. We just stop covering ourselves and praying for ourselves while the devil is still working. But if the devil is still working, we got to work harder. So you continuously be praying for yourself. You continuously be laying before the Lord. You continuously be fasting and praying. You continuously to read scriptures and say it out loud of what God said in his promises concerning YOU. You can't get lazy when it comes down to covering yourself. Because like I said, the devil looking for any opportunity for you to expose yourself and for you to be able to receive something that God didn't authorize you to have. Like I said, the insecurities, the this and that. Man, please. Yeah. So when the devil does try to come and try to bring these reminders now, I'm like, man, no, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. But also, what I realize, if he trying to do that to me, oh, so that means that there's somebody that God going to have me to minister to that's in the same situation. So I can't get sidetracked and lose focus because the devil trying to have me distracted pertaining to my own, quote-unquote, past insecurity. When God is trying to lead me to a present insecurity that somebody else is dealing with. You get that? So in other words, oftentimes what you're dealing with, that's the distraction, or what the devil trying to present to you, it's a distraction to make you miss where there's a ministry God is trying to have you to reach out or to minister or to help somebody in that same situation. You get what I'm saying? So that's why it's so important for us to be before the Lord. Be before the Lord. Be before him. Listen to him and respond in obedience. So with that being said, I appreciate each and every one of you all that's watching and listening. And what we're going to do, I don't believe in ever removing or going on a show without prayer. I found out, even what my sister used to say, prayer was the first wireless communication. Before there was AT&T, before there was Verizon, before there was Spectrum, before there was Sprint, there was prayer. The power of prayer. And for us to get back into prayer and talking to the Lord and responding in obedience. I want you, those who may be watching, I appreciate each and every one of y'all that are on there right now. But some of y'all that may be watching, y'all may have been dealing with some things. And y'all are just tired. You're tired of what you're dealing with. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want you to know that God is here to resuscitate. God is here to bring life. God is here to be breathing on you. God is here to breathe on you in whatever situation that you faced. I want you to know that there's nothing too hard for God. And I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care. I don't care what you're dealing with, because if I'm looking at you and pointing my finger at you and looking down upon you pertaining to what you're dealing with, don't you know I'm setting an opportunity for the devil to deal with me in the area that I might look. I might be looking at you, but if I fall, everybody will be looking at me. So don't worry about, I don't want to. Look here, don't worry about your image. Because if it wasn't for the grace of God, what you're dealing with won't compare to what I would have been dealing with. We're not here to put you down. We're here to build you up in Jesus' name. So whatever you're dealing with, whatever struggle or stronghold you're dealing with, we're going to do what we always supposed to do. We're going to pray for you. We're praying for your healing and your recovery. We're praying for you to know that you can make it through this. Not by my ability, but by his ability. I want you to get your eyes on God like never before. I want you to get your eyes off of people. Quit being a people pleaser and be a God pleaser. You get your eyes on God. You let God validate you. I'm seeing right now, allowing God to validate who you are. God is going to remove those negative words, those negative actions that may have came to you through people. The people that try to use you for your body, for your mind, even for the guys, for your money. God is going to help you. God is going to show you what true love is and help you to be aware of what true love ain't. But also love for him and love for yourself. So that way you can be able to not just function, but but have the abundant life that he wants for you. I want you right now, first of all, for those who may not be saved, I always say Romans 10:9, thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus Christ as thy Savior, and believe in the heart God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, that is scripture, but also understanding. We're not just talking about, using salvation or using being saved just as a tool. No, it's a lifestyle change that God is going to help you in this journey. But like I said, for you to be able to know God for yourself, get into his word. Get into prayer. Pray. Talking to God for yourself. Talking to him. And you don't have to have the right verbiage in your mindset. Just have a conversation. God, look here. God, I'm upset. God, I don't know how to deal with this. God, I don't know. Be real and be transparent. That's where you start at. And asking God, God, help me to have a particular Bible that's going to help me to know your word. Know my rights. Know who, not only know who you are, but know who I am. God wants you to know who you are and whose you are. Look, know your rights as a believer of Jesus Christ. Look here, if you get a brand new car, it would be foolish to get the manual and throw it away right when you purchase the car. You need to be knowing, you need to be learning how to operate that vehicle and hold on to that manual. Same thing pertaining to the manual of life. So I want you to know that, number one, I appreciate each and every one of you all. I love each and every one of you all. Some of y'all I may speak with, some of y'all I may not speak with often. But I want you to know I don't take for granted the love, the respect, a lot of you all have shown me so much love and respect throughout the years. Some of y'all may not know me personally, but y'all know me professionally. I appreciate you all. You know, sucks. Some of you all, y'all does my heart good. And my thing is, and I believe in telling people, hey, look here. We need each other. We're here to help one another. Yeah, you know, so if I see you out in the streets, if I see you, hey, how you doing? How you doing? I just want to know how you doing. You know, we're here to be there for one another. I'm not too big, and nobody should feel too big to go and even see somebody that may be in the hospital room or see somebody or do something. We're here for one another. You know, and you don't have to make it a public spectacle either. Like I always say, do it because you love the Lord and you love God's people. So with that being said, like I said, for those who may not be saved, being saved, it ain't hard. It's not hard. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but also him helping you, allowing him to help you in whatever struggle that you're dealing with. Quit dealing with stuff by yourself. Know that you are loved. You are appreciated. I want each and every one of you all to have your eyes closed and just think right now. Whatever that you may have been holding on to, I want you to release it and give it to God right now. Whatever you feel like that you can handle it or you will be able to fix it, knowing that you've been holding on for so long, you've been holding on to this particular thing for so long, you think that you're going to fix it, you can't fix it, and you haven't fixed it yet. Give that over to God right now. I want each and every one of us to be able to go to God right now and confess and cast all of our cares, all of our burdens over to him. He's the one that can help and heal, but also knowing that he wants to help you. He wants to heal you from any and everything that you dealt with. The Heavenly Father, we're coming to you right now. We thank you all for your awesomeness. We're coming to you right now, God. We acknowledge your presence on today. So, God, we come to you right now, God. First of all, God, to forgive us, God. If there's anything that's in us that's unlike you, God, we give you permission to move it out right now. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We receive your forgiveness. God, we thank you right now, God, for loving us, God, for helping us, God, and helping us in our time of need and in our time of want. God, we ask God to help us, God, to cast all of our cares upon you, God, because you care for us, but also you're the only one that can do something about it. Help us to understand, God, that we can't live this life by ourselves without you, God. But God, you have sent people here to help us along the way. Help us right now, God, to open up our hearts, God, to be able to receive the help that is needed, not just from others, but even from you, God. God, there are some that have had their guards up because of the lack of trust that they have with people and even the lack of trust they have in you. So, God, we ask you to help them right now, God. Whatever hurt, whatever disappointment that they've dealt with, God, God, give them that release that is needed, God, so they can be able to trust you like never before, God. They can build their relationship with you. They can build their confidence in you right now in the name of Jesus. Help them, God, to get their eyes off of man and get their eyes on you like never before right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind everything the devil stands for. We cancel the devil's assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you right now, God, for being a merciful God. Thank you right now, God, for being a healer. Thank you right now, God, for being a redeemer. Thank you right now, God, for the joy that you have given us, God. God, me speaking right now, God, those who feel the burden being lifted, God, continues, God, to flood their hearts with love. Flood their hearts, God, with joy. Flood their hearts with peace. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. Flood their hearts, God, even with forgiveness, God. Those who may have done them wrong, God, help them, God, to forgive right now, God. Help them, God, to be able to get whatever that's on their heart, on their mind, release it over to you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, every hurt, every disappointment, every abandonment, every rejection, help them to give it to you right now. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now, God, for the joy, God. We thank you right now, God, for the breakthrough and the breakout right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we even speaking right now, God, for those who are grieving, God, those who have lost loved ones, God, comfort their heart, God. Comfort their broken heart, God. Be with them, God, and massage their broken heart right now, God. And we even speaking, God, to help the family to be united, God, and not divided right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we hold up the Ford family right now, God. Help them right now, God. We holding up the Oliver family right now, God. God, we even speaking right now in a special manner, God. The Hines, God. Hines, God. Minister to her right now, God. Help her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, help her, God, to feel your love right now, God. Help her right now, God. Hold her up for you right now, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, there's someone, God, that's looking for their purpose right now, God. Looking for their identity, God. Reveal it to them right now, God. Lead them to the right path, God. And lead them in the right path right now, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, for the testimony that's coming from this, God. Thank you right now, God, for everything that you've done, but most importantly, everything that you are right now. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I want to thank each and every one of y'all who tuned in. If you want to get in contact with me, my name is Brother Prater. You're welcome to reach me. Brother Prater, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P as in Paul, R-A, T as in Tom, E-R. Know that I'm here for you. Also, not only if you want to get in contact with me on Facebook, you'll see my daily devotion and my videos, but also you can go to my website as well as my app. I have a mobile app. It's in conjunction with my website. You can see my daily devotion, my videos, and also my personal appearances that will be coming up. Also, you can go to the store section of my website or app where you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to God of Fatherhood, as well as a book called The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, The Love Beyond Life. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. But continue to, you know, help me and encourage me. Y'all help me and encourage me also. So I thank y'all for that. I want to thank each and every one of y'all to tune in. And thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart Podcast. God bless you and good night.